Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline, USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on. This is the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. A lot of stuff to talk about here today. Chikara Week continues, building towards the King of Trios shows, September 4, 5, and 6 at the Funplex in Easton, Pennsylvania. Max Smashmaster, winner of King of Trios last year, captain of the Wrecking Crew, is going to be on the show today, so we'll talk to him about 40 minutes from now. On top of that, it's the end of Tough Enough. Every Wednesday for the last 12 weeks or whatever it's been, I've come on here and given the Tough Enough recap, and sadly, this will be the last one. The show's over. We have our winners, Josh and Sarah Lee, who won handily. And I've got a lot of thoughts about this final episode of Tough Enough because I found it to be very interesting. So we're going to talk about that here today in the opening segment. Sarah Lee and Amanda wrestled Alicia Fox. Josh and Zizi wrestled Cesaro. And it was a fascinating psychological profile of WWE. So we're going to talk about that on the program today. Also, the Dusty Rhodes Memorial Tag Team Tournament that was talked about on the TakeOver show last week is kicked off. We already have one of the teams because they did a match last night at the SmackDown tapings. Finn Balor and Samoa Joe, which actually sounds like an awesome team. We can talk about that on the program today, as well as some Raw ratings notes, some info on UFC upcoming bouts that might play into future big-time main events. And I did want to throw out a note here. As some of you are well aware, WDBJ7 TV reporter Allison Parker and Adam Ward, her photographer, were shot and killed today in Virginia. And Allison Parker was a big WWE fan. She would go to all of the live events. There's a picture up on my Twitter right now she'd taken with the New Day. So a very, very sad story there. But we're going to head to a break. We'll be back in just a moment with more Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Things change as you get older. Glasses get thicker, sunscreen gets stronger, hair grows where it shouldn't. The same is true for your car. Some changes you can see, some you can't. So Valvoline created MaxLife, our best defense against the hidden signs of aging for cars that are just getting started at 75,000 miles. We introduced motor oil in 1866, and we've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of MaxLife and an oil filter starting at $23.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Introducing Central Multi Gummies, a complete new gummy multivitamin bursting with natural fruit flavors and 100% or more of vitamins B12, D, and D. Support the most important parts of you with Central Multi Gummies and see gummies in a whole new light. Check your Sunday paper for a special coupon offer.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Max Smashmaster is going to be on the show here in about a half hour. But it is time for the weekly and the final WWE Tough Enough report. Josh and Sara Lee, as pretty much everybody expected, won handily. I know that some people were thinking that ZZ was going to win, but as I've noted for a few weeks now, Josh was winning the voting. Josh was beating ZZ in the voting, and so something would have had to really go wrong for ZZ to win here. And the most interesting thing about the show to me was, I don't think the WWE cared whether Sara Lee or Amanda won. I think it didn't matter to them. I think they would have preferred Amanda, because she's blonde and she looks like a diva and she's got big boobs. But I don't think they really cared, because it doesn't matter. The other one's going to get a contract and they're going to end up on television or whatever. But it was very clear to me that they did not want ZZ to win. So last week they announced that on the finale, these competitors were all going to have a live match. And so we all presumed that they were going to wrestle each other. Josh versus ZZ and Sara Lee versus Amanda. Well, later in the week, they announced that, in fact, the men are going to be wrestling Cesaro. They didn't mention, to my knowledge, maybe they did, but I didn't see it. They didn't mention who the women were going to wrestle. So it ended up being, do you know who they wrestled, Mike?
Who, the women?
Yes.
No, I don't.
All right. Of all of the women in WWE, you're gonna put these two competitors in to have their first ever wrestling match. Who would you choose as their opponent?
If Tyson Kidd was in good enough shape that his
woman.
Wife...
Okay, I see.
I know that his wife could get on the road, I would take probably somebody like a Natalya or somebody along those lines would be my first choice.
Okay. They chose Alicia Fox.
Of course they did.
Now, God bless Alicia Fox, but this would not have been my first choice for this gig. So, the first match of the evening, these are all live. The first match of the evening is Amanda against Alicia Fox. And I got to give it to Amanda, okay? I know why they like her. She looks exactly like what you would expect out of a WWE diva. And of all of the competitors, she had the best ring entrance. She essentially did a ring entrance in a promo where you would think, this girl is a ringer. She's been doing this for like 5 years or something like that. She was very, very, very good. Then the bell rang. Match was pretty much horrible. So next we had Sara Lee against Alicia Fox. Sara Lee is beloved by the audience. She's won all of the voting. Long story short, she goes out there, and I know that some people are going to be appalled to hear this. I'm sure if Paige heard me say this, she'd write something terrible about me on Twitter. But the reality is, Sara Lee had a much better match than Amanda. Amanda is good looking, and she looks like a diva. And so her whole match was, I'm going to be good looking all the time. There was nothing even resembling selling. She would be knocked down, she would fall on the mat, and then she would just get up and start prancing around looking pretty again. Sara Lee at least sold. And she sold, and she didn't smile, which is the one thing that drives them crazy about her. And at the end of the day, she had a way better match than Amanda did. So they go to the Chris Jericho, and he's like, all right, we're going to open up the phone lines for money, blah, blah, blah. So they go to the commercial, and they come back, and Chris Jericho, he's there, and he gets a drum roll, and they put their names on the screen, and he says, the winner is... Well, we'll find out in about a half hour. And they just made him stand there for 30 minutes. That was actually funny. So next, it's time for ZZ and Josh to wrestle Cesaro. Now, as noted, I don't think they really cared which of the women won, because if Sara Lee would have lost, she's probably going to get a developmental deal. Amanda lost, I guarantee she's going to get a developmental deal. But they, it's very clear, did not want ZZ to win. They've been trying to break him for weeks now. So first off, I don't like to keep harping on the weight of Kevin Owens, but I was on his Twitter a couple of days ago. And for those of you that don't believe me, go on his Twitter and look at Kevin Owens in May when he was about to have that series with John Cena on Raw and on pay-per-view. He looked 25 pounds lighter than he is today. They still made him go out there in a sleeveless t-shirt. ZZ is much fatter than Kevin Owens. I think. I've actually never seen Kevin Owens without a shirt on of late, so I can't confirm that, but I'm pretty sure he's much fatter than Kevin Owens. They made this guy go out there with no shirt on. Now, nobody can convince me that Cesaro wasn't chosen as the opponent for a reason. Cesaro is tall. He is in phenomenal shape. And the key to this is, when they put ZZ in there with Cesaro, and then later, they put Josh in there with Cesaro. There's not one fan who looked at these two men and thought, well, obviously one guy should be the winner here. Josh is in great shape. And believe it or not, he's actually bigger than the WWE superstar. ZZ, on the other hand, looks like a guy out of the crowd who they decided to let have a match here on national television with Cesaro. To me, it was absolutely completely by design. The reality is, ZZ did in fact have the better match. The matches were only about 3 minutes long, but Josh botched this one spot, I think, like three times. And, I mean, he looks great. And to be fair, when I review all of these matches, it doesn't matter. It's everybody's first match. A year from now, they're all going to be completely different. But ZZ did have a better match. He made it through the match. He had way more in-ring charisma during the match. I think that Josh probably had a little more coming out, but I just thought it was abundantly clear, especially after the match when, after ZZ's match, Daniel Bryan's the only guy that goes, you know what, I've called you fat and out of shape, but you went in there, you made it through the match, and you did a really good job, so congratulations. Meanwhile, Miz and Paige are just like, you're fat, you're out of shape, and I don't think you should win. And then Josh goes in there and has a match, which is worse than ZZ's, and he comes out and it's like, Paige is, oh, you know, you're my pick to win. And Miz is like, oh, you're clearly the winner here. And blah, 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 blah. They were manipulating the audience. And sure enough, Josh won by a landslide.
Did Paige give him a pinky handshake?
No, she didn't.
Aww.
But he won 70% of the vote over ZZ. So they got exactly what they wanted there at the end. And I felt really bad for Sara Lee because I know that they've got a look. But to me, if you've got a girl like Sara Lee, who I actually think is quite gorgeous, she doesn't look like any of the other divas, but she's a beautiful girl, and the crowd clearly wants her to win, and in the ring, for her very first match, she actually did a damn good job. I mean, if I'm running a wrestling company, it's like, wow, I hit the jackpot here. Not them. Paige could not hide her disdain for this woman and the fact that she won. Paige had what they call in wrestling a boo-boo face for the rest of the show. She was so mad that this girl won. Miz is very disappointed that the girl he saved did not win. It's just kind of like, man, Amanda is going to get a contract, you idiots. Calm down. She's going to be fine. Sara Lee, I hate to say it. If it were my company, I mean, I would really try to make something out of Sara Lee, but it's very clear Sara Lee is going to be chewed to bits in developmental. She's going to be hated. They're going to try and run her off. She's going in there with $250,000. She's clearly not the one that they wanted.
So she'll be a Paige match at this point.
A Paige match?
Well, yeah, it's just running people off and eye-rolling and everything else.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this whole thing with Paige is getting to be slightly amusing as she, I know she grew up in a wrestling family and she's just a grizzled vet and she knows all and everything, but you would think maybe she's upset because Sara Lee is edging in on her territory as far as that Paige is the closest thing you have to the non-diva girl next door kind of sort.
Exactly.
And that's what it is.
Yeah, so I'm afraid for all of you in the Sara Lee army that it's all downhill from here. But hey, she won. At least she got $250,000 she can put in her savings account. And that's that. We'll talk more about this after the break. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline, USA Radio Network.
Insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. I want to somewhat apologize here. I hate to be that guy, but over the last 24 hours, I've been on a retweeting frenzy. Everybody who's having problems with buffering is virtually every single one of them is getting a retweet because I'm sick of it. And I don't have any other way to attempt to remedy this problem aside from retweeting every single tweet that comes in from people having a problem.
Well, boss,
yes,
let me holler at you for a minute. I have been
one of those people. Now, granted, I don't go deep into the archives or anything like that. I haven't been following along, watching Nitros with you guys. I've just been listening to the review. So I have not experienced all of the trouble that you have been having, that other people have been having. I've been relatively lucky, apparently, when it comes to my relationship with the WWE Network. That was until the show on Sunday at SummerSlam, where when I tried to turn it on, I was told that it was not available in my region.
I heard a lot of those.
The Apple TV didn't work. The computer didn't work. And I've always had issues with, I have a newer Apple computer, and the watching it on my computer, and I don't know if that's a flash thing. I don't know what it is, but I would only have problems there. I had all sorts of problems. And finally it worked, and I had no problems after that, but I have now experienced the pain and the suffering that many of you have had to be going through, so I have a little bit more, just slightly more sympathy for you now.
Yeah, I heard from a lot of people Sunday that they got that weird message, this show is not available in your area, and they were furious, but, I mean, I only got a few of those. I mean, once I've started ranting about this on the programs, I mean, I am flooded with people who are completely unable to watch the archives. And it is something relatively new. Somebody on Twitter had predicted that they opened up the network to even more countries, but for whatever reason didn't make any adjustments to whatever it is that's causing this. I don't know what the problem is. And as I've mentioned a million times, I don't care. I just want it fixed. And the impression that I have got, WWE does send out a lot of surveys, and the impression that I've gotten, this is MLB as well, is that they aren't getting this feedback. The feedback that they're getting is that everything is fine. Now, I don't know if that's because the vast majority of people are only watching, like, the brand new stuff, like, because I never have a problem with the pay-per-view, I never have a problem with NXT. So maybe, like, the vast majority of users aren't even going into the archives. Maybe that's why they're not getting this feedback. But trust me, it's not just me. For those of you asking, Craig, Vinny, and I don't live anywhere near each other. We're all within a 60-mile radius. We live way far away from each other. We're all using different platforms. We're all using different devices. And I've been getting tweets for weeks now from people that are having the same issue. So this is a real problem. It is widespread. A lot of people are having the issue. And I don't know any other way to try to remedy it than to make as big a deal about it as humanly possible. Because at the end of the day, I want to like the network. I want to watch Nitro. And the inability to do so is infuriating to me. So I don't know what else to say. I'm only using whatever power that I've got, which clearly is limited because the problem is still occurring. But I'm doing my best.
Well, see, your boycott of doing any more Nitro reviews or anything like that, that is only going to serve to upset your fan base. The only way that you can really get into the minds of these people is by pulling your subscription and not giving them any more of your money. But then again, if you go ahead and do something like that, they're just going to turn around and offer you a bunch of free months anyway when you change your email address.
Well, that is true. But again, I don't want to cancel because I like the pay-per-views and I like NXT and I like TakeOver. But to go on
much
television,
worse than Nitro. Are you seeing what Brutal Bob Evans just posted on Twitter? This is somewhat, I don't know, is it heresy? I'm trying to think of the right word here. Just checking in to let you know my attempts at WWE Network primetime wrestling have been thwarted. How dare they ruin primetime wrestling?
Yeah, let me tell you. Oh. Ooh. I'm going to just keep retweeting these until they do something about this problem. Because something can be done. Okay, I promise you. Something can be done. It probably will require money that is currently being earmarked towards Dinner for Two, or whatever the latest wacky show is that nobody watches, it will end up being canceled. Swerve, for example, I believe that's been canceled. I'm not sure, but that is definitely the rumor. How about putting that Swerved money towards making sure that I can watch the archives? Because if you're going to go on TV and you're going to brag that you've got 3,500 hours of archived content, if I can watch 0 hours of that archived content without a problem, it's useless to me.
I know you don't use your NFL Now app on the Apple TV. I'm pretty sure that you don't use that, but they have the basically, I don't want to say the entire history, but damn near the entire history of anything that NFL Films has ever created. And even some things that they didn't create way back to like the 1957 Baltimore Colts team yearbook video and things like that. I mean, they have a ridiculous amount of stuff up there. And maybe it's comparing apples and oranges. I don't know. But I can say without a doubt that anything I've ever gone back into, whether it be Football Follies, Crunch Course, old yearbooks, old shows, America's Game, doesn't matter what it is, have had zero problems whatsoever with any playback or, in fact, zero buffering whatsoever. So I don't know when this happened. Again, I have not had some of the problems with it other people have had, but it is happening and people are saying it so much. Whatever they did do, because obviously they did something or they pulled back on something. I don't know what it is, but whatever it is, it had an effect. I mean, you definitely know that. It just happens to be a negative one. And yeah, it's got to stop.
Again, if it were only me, if it was only my issue, or if it had been like this for a long time, that would be one thing. But it's widespread now, and it's getting worse. That's the key. It's getting worse. So keep sending them to me, and I'll keep retweeting. You may want to turn off your mobile notifications for about 48 hours, because I'm going to go crazy with this, because it's driving me nuts. But yeah, there you go. Other news, we've got Max Smashmaster is going to be on the show here in a little while. And the Lucha Dragons versus Finn Balor and Samoa Joe was taped last night at SmackDown for the Dusty Rhodes Memorial Tag Team Tournament. Finn Balor and Samoa Joe sounds like the best team ever.
That's a pretty damn good team.
I'm astonished that they have, I mean, I presume, I don't even know who all of the other teams are, but I'm very excited to see that match in front of a SmackDown crowd, so that's going to be very nice. Also, a quick UFC note right here. So if you'll recall, Chad Mendes, on very, very short notice, got a fight with Conor McGregor over July 4th weekend, and he was actually doing very, very well. He won the first round. But then he got very, very tired because he was doing it on short notice and he ended up getting knocked out. And they are doing a Chad Mendes-Frankie Edgar fight. A lot of people thought Frankie Edgar should have gotten the shot at Conor McGregor, but they gave it to Mendes. So what they're doing is on December 11th in Vegas for the Ultimate Fighter 22 finale, it is Chad Mendes versus Frankie Edgar. They both verbally agreed. I don't know if it's been signed yet, but likely the winner of that fight is going to get Conor McGregor. What do you think of that fight?
I think it's great. I know there's people who are anti-wrestler that are just rolling their eyes, but not only does the winner get a shot against Conor McGregor, but the loser of this fight probably gets a shot also against Conor McGregor. So realistically, as far as career trajectory, it doesn't really matter. They're both going to get the shot because if Conor defeats Jose Aldo, if Conor defeats the winner of this fight, then, you know, he's there's only so many options and there's only so many quote unquote money options you can have out there on the table. There's Uriah Faber, there's Frankie Edgar, and there's Chad Mendes right now in a second fight. And there's also, of course, Aldo, you know, possibly in a rematch as well, too, depending on where that fight goes. So it's a great fight on paper. It's a good fight for hardcores. You know, both Edgar and Mendes both have their most certainly their following. Absolutely, Frankie Edgar does. It's not going to mean a ton for pay-per-view buys or anything like that, but I think it's a pretty good fight and a pretty good scenario, and it really is a good scenario for both men because ultimately, unless it's a very embarrassing thing or something like that, it's real hard for me to believe that everybody that I just named is not going to get a shot at a champion Conor McGregor. And frankly, even if McGregor were to lose to Aldo or something like that, it's not like you still can't do those fights anyway, so I think it's probably a good idea.
I have not got a chance, by the way, to watch all of Tough Talk yet, but somebody on Twitter did note that Triple H was on there, and he was putting over Sara Lee. So hopefully that's the case, because she was the fan favorite. She can kind of work. She should only get better. And so I would hope that the guy in charge of the company going forward for the next several decades will understand that. And again, they can just give Amanda the contract. I would bet that most of the women, with one exception, who I actually don't want to mention right now because I don't know a lot of details, but there is one of the female Tough Enough competitors that apparently red flagged, as they called it. I don't know why. I don't know anything. So let's not make a big deal out of this. But there is one that I don't expect to get the contract. As far as the men, I think Patrick's probably going to get a contract or at least an offer. I would suspect that Mata will as well. And I just don't know about ZZ. I don't know if they're even going to give him a developmental contract. I don't know why. He went all the way. He was beloved. But they were all over his weight again. They were all over his conditioning again. So I don't know. We're going to head to a break. And speaking of weight, we're going to talk to a man who's lost a ton of weight and gotten in very good shape. Max Smashmaster is going to be on the show. Back in a moment with more Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
For over 75 years, Geico's been about consistency, as in we've consistently helped people save money on their car insurance. And to prove it, we'll air one of our first radio commercials from over 75 years ago.
At Geico, we're all about consistency, as in we consistently help people save money on their car insurance. To prove it, you can call Geico. Call us today, call us tomorrow, call us 75 years from now.
That was way more consistent than I expected.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
It's fall flooring season with incredible deals on the hottest styles right now at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. Choose from over 400 great floors with over 20 laminate styles like American-made mahogany for just 49 cents a square foot, more than 30 bamboo floors like carbonized bamboo for only $1.59, and over 150 hardwood floors like pre-finished gunstock oak for only 99 cents with a dollar off Bella with 20% off Dream Home laminates, plus great floors, woodlike tile, vinyl, and more with 24-month special financing. The Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Now, this is some great entrance music here for our guest today. Max Smashmaster is on the show. Chikara King of Trio, September 4, 5, 6 at the Funplex in Easton, Pennsylvania. More info at chikarapro.com. Max Smashmaster is, in fact, a pro. He was a winner of King of Trios last year, captain of the Wrecking Crew. And Mr. Smashmaster, how are you doing today?
I'm very good. Am I on the radio right now?
You're on the radio.
Hold on. Let me turn up my radio so I can hear myself, Mr. Alvarez.
Yes, please.
Let me turn it.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm on the radio. Oh, I got to tell Sidney Bacabella about this. Oh, man. Sidney Bacabella, hold on. He's in the bathtub. Sidney, I'm on the radio. No, not Dave Meltzer. Brian Alvarez.
Yeah, make sure that part's clear.
He's ecstatic. He said, don't talk to Meltzer. So that's it.
Well, you can tell me enough to worry about that for the moment. Max Mashmaster, right. I was sent a photo earlier today. It was a before and after photo of you. You have lost considerable weight of late.
Yes.
You're Max Slim Master now.
Ah, come on.
How much Slim weight have you lost?
I lost about 150 pounds. I was up around 450. Still doing moonsaults, doing the front flip, double front flip sent on there. But, I lost about 150 pounds. Sidney Bacabella took away the red meat, and he took away the soda pop.
The soda pop I can understand, but the red meat?
Switch me over to chicken.
Huh, how about that? I can do that one. So if you were to give our main man, ZZ, who just got eliminated on Tough Enough in the finale because they said he was too fat, if you had to give him some advice about training and diet, besides the red meat and the soda pop, I mean, what would you say to get this fella in shape?
Is that the kid who doesn't care about the wrestling? He doesn't care about wrestling?
And no, I don't think so. He appeared to care. He just wasn't much of a... He didn't work out much.
You know what I tell him, Brian Alvarez? I tell him to scram! This is for tough people. You know, I give him one open-hand slap on the ear like old David Schultz would.
So, just there's no hope for this guy.
Nope. Tell him to skedaddle.
How about that?
Yeah.
Max, are you aware, were any of the Chikara performers, did any of them show up in any of those Tough Enough videos? Do you know if anybody tried out for this USA Network reality show?
The only two people that would have ever even been considered, three people, would have been the Devastation Corporation. You know why? Because we're the only three people who have gym memberships in Chikara. The rest of them are all slouches.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
A bunch of skinny geeks, you say.
I'm shooting from the hip. Shooting.
Well, hey, you know, you guys won. Well, the Wrecking Crew won last year, and so I guess that goes to show that if you train and work out hard, there's hope.
Yep, and you also have to look like a professional wrestler. This is the first year that we're going back-to-back. Back-to-back chips. King of Trios. All right?
No one has ever gone back-to-back, have they?
Well, not until this year, and that's when we're doing it.
Tell everybody a little bit about your partners in the Wrecking Crew.
Well, I'll start with myself. I'm Max Smashmaster. I have the big black partner, and that is Blaster McMassive. He has the beard and the black skin. And then I have Lex Rumblecrunch. He's the white one. Other one, other than me, and he's the dumb one. But he's a nice guy. We keep him around. Lex Rumblecrunch. Nice guy.
Now, looking at this from afar, I will say this. You have got some very intriguing and interesting names. The name Max Smashmaster, was that something that you came up with? Was that something that you were given as a child because you just wrecked shop on the basketball courts and on the playgrounds where you're just smacking kids left and right? How did you guys come up with these names to fit your personalities?
Well, obviously we're not all brothers, so I don't know how the other two got their names. Sidney Bacabella.
Wait, what do you mean? Obviously you're not all brothers.
I don't know this. You guys could be like the Dudley clan.
Exactly. The Dudleys are brothers.
Who are the Dudleys? Who are you talking about?
Team 3D. You may have heard of them.
Nah, never heard of them. What do they work? Indies? Do they work Indies or something? They work those Renegade promotion?
I would actually consider TNA a Renegade promotion. But anyway, go ahead.
All right. So, the first thing I did is I remember this vividly. I was in my mother's belly, right? I was in the womb. And I punched my way through the placenta and right out the belly. And the doctor said, whoa, he's quite a Max Smashmaster. And that's how I got my name.
How is your mother after this?
Perished. She perished.
That's too bad.
Yeah. I mean, I never got to meet her, so I don't know. She could have been a nice lady. Gave birth to me.
That's true. Now, what about Blaster McMassive?
Do you want me to tell you how he got his name?
Sure, yeah. As long as it's PG, like the rest of Chikara.
Oh, he's probably watching like a Blaster Lashley match or something, and he's like, hey, I like that name, I'll use that name.
That's easy enough.
Yeah.
I have to, I don't want to say anything negative about Max Smashmaster because it's a phenomenal name, but Blaster McMassive may be a little bit better. Have you guys, before? I mean, was there a debate between you two? Like, I'll be McMassive and you be Smash Master.
No, he already had the name when I met up with him.
I see.
You see, the thing is that Cindy Bacabella picked me up. I was fighting on the streets of Boston, right? I'm a tough guy. And he picked me up. He's like, hey, kid, you want to make some money? I said, yeah, of course I want to make some money. So I got into his golden Cadillac and we started driving. We drove all the way to Dallas, Texas. And he pulls up to Cowboys Stadium. He says, hold on a minute. And he comes out with this big black behemoth with a big black jack back. And he goes, this is Blaster McMassive. So we picked him up from the Cowboys training camp because he was too busy. He was stacking all the QBs. He was hurting them during training camp. And then we headed over to Florida to do a shot for Dusty. And God rest his soul. And we did the shot for Dusty. We go out to a bar afterwards, and I would see this big, giant, Adonis-looking fellow on stage. He was playing the guitar. He was playing the guitar real good. So so Cindy grabbed him, and he's like, hey, kid, you want to make some money? He's like, yeah, I'm not really making money playing this guitar. And he's like, all right, cool. And I'm going to fill you in. I'm going to give you the scoops, okay? I'm going to give you the scoop, Pete. Cindy whispered in my ear. He said, hey, what should we call this kid? I said, well, he's strong. He looks like he could flex something. And I like the name Rumble Crunch. So
he looks like he could flex something.
Yeah, flex like his bicep.
Sure. That's something.
That's true.
And then, then he called him Flex Rumble Crunch. So that's I gave you the scoop there, Brian Alvarez. I didn't want to be, dropping all these tidbits of information, but you got them out of me.
Hey, we got to get a couple of scoops on this show or people will be very disappointed. Did you say
absolutely
big, black, jacked back?
Yes, sir.
That's a pretty good name. That's a good team name.
That's Blaster McMaster. I can't take credit for that. Blaster McMaster calls himself that. Whenever he sees his vermin or his rats, he's always like, hey, check out this thing, Jack Black. Yeah,
and Brian, don't give him any ideas leading into this tournament, because if something goes badly during this, then he may want to split apart and then have his own team, like the new Big Black Blackjacks or something like that. So let's try to just keep this, don't give him any wacky ideas or anything like this, because these men have got competition that they need to deal with leading into this show, which, for God's sakes, we've got AAA guys involved. We've got, plenty of things, just much like the King of Trios every year. You get this unique mix of people in here, and then these men are going after a second straight King of Trios title. Let's not try to distract them from the business at hand.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. What's your name, Mike Sempervivi?
Yes.
thank you very much.
Vinny Verhey. I got a question for you. Now, I don't mean to be critical here, but if you've got Max Smash Master and Blaster McMassive, it almost seems like Wrecking Crew is a pretty tame name. Have you given any thought to a more bombastic team name?
Well, actually, the three of us are collectively known as the Devastation Corporation, and then along with Jaka and Oleg the Usurper, we're known as the Wrecking Crew.
Oleg the Usurper.
Yes, Cindy Bacabella's Wrecking Crew. He's our manager.
And what did Oleg usurp?
To be honest, I'm not a big fan of Oleg. He's kind of dumb. He eats onions. He stinks real bad. And we kind of make him drive in the trunk right now because Cindy Bacabella is not too happy on him. He's on a different team in the Challenge of the Immortals. And, that's all I really want to talk about, Oleg Usurper.
Now, it does say here that one of your alter egos is Sebastian Reese. What can you tell us about Sebastian?
Well, I actually have a twin brother, and Cindy Bacabella didn't pick him up on the streets of Boston. So he did a few indie shots in Boston. But, Sebastian Reese, he came up with that stupid name. Maybe he took it from my mother who perished. And good riddance.
He's retired, is what you're telling me. He's no longer in the business. He wasn't tough enough.
No, he wasn't. He was like ZZ, like you said. Actually, maybe ZZ may be my brother.
I hadn't thought of that.
So he was definitely fatter and uglier.
There is a resemblance to the old Smash Master with the ZZ. Not the new one, of course. The new one looks more like Josh, who ended up winning the whole thing. Who are some of the teams in this upcoming King of Trios that you can't wait to devastate?
Punch in the face?
Yes.
Yeah, because you got a first round here.
All right, so I think we're wrestling the Blue World Order. I'm looking it on a sheet of paper. Actually, I have notes written on my arm. The Blue World Order. I'm going to tell you how it's going to go. They're going to enter the ring. the fans are going to go buck wild because they're from an Indy up in the Philadelphia area. And I'm going to punch one of them in the face. Flash is going to boot one in the face. And then Flex is going to come off the top rope with a flying shoulder tackle, and he's going to knock the other one out. We're going to pin him. 30 seconds. Done. One and done.
So is that Blue Meanie and Stevie Richards, and who would the last Blue World Order member be?
Nova.
Yeah. I've never heard of him until you just
I hope he's not
name.
Listening, because he'll be infuriated. All right, who else in the tournament would you like to smash?
Who's going to be infuriated?
Nova, because I forgot he was a third member.
Oh. You must listen to your show. I don't know. Who else do we want to wrestle? Well, we want to fight.
Fight, of course.
The Triple A's, we want to punch them in the face. We want to beat up anyone who's in the Challenge of the Immortals and let them know, put them on watch, that we're going to win the Challenge of the Immortals. And then, let's see. Last year, in the finals of the King of Trios, we beat the Golden Trio at the time, which was Icarus, Dasher Hatfield, and Mr. Touchdown. And they had all the title belts. And we want to beat them again because we know we can. And secondly, we want to rub it in their face that we won the Campeonatos de Parejas 264 days ago. And we're going to be champions for the rest of eternity.
And now, have you ever had the opportunity in your Chikara career or elsewhere to get into the ring with the Young Bucks?
Nope, but you've heard of a super kick party, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever heard of a big boot party?
I haven't, but that sounds like quite a party.
Man.
You want to know the difference between the two?
Yes.
Everyone kicks out of the super kick party. Nobody kicks out of the big boot party. And we're bringing a big boot party to Eastern Pennsylvania.
It would seem to me that if I were the size of Max Smashmaster or Blaster McMassive, it would be a dream to get in the ring with these diminutive men, the Young Bucks, and throw them around and give them a good smashing.
A dream. Any match is a dream. You know why? Because I get to hit the pay window afterwards, since we always win. Nearly undefeated. A few fluke losses, but
nearly undefeated. I like that catch.
Nearly undefeated.
Yeah, it's a good tagline right there. The nearly undefeated Wrecking Crew.
Well, if the people didn't cheat, then we wouldn't be undefeated.
That is true.
100% in clean matches.
Oh, yes. 100%.
Now, Max, the show is taking place on September 4th, 5th, and 6th. There's three shows, obviously. Easton, Pennsylvania, in the Funplex. I mean...
Four paydays.
Yeah, you, the Funplex, I mean, Funplex, Smashmaster, it seems like kind of oil and water. Is that the case, or do you still bring the fun to Easton, Pennsylvania?
Well, I mean, we absolutely bring the fun, because the only time I'm having fun is when I'm punching people in the face. And then I'm going to the pay window, hitting the pay window. Then I'm going out to the DevCorp party, and we're partying with Rocky Johnson, the DevCorp dog.
All right, Max, stand by for a second. We got to head to a break. We'll come back and get some plugs in for King of Trios and more, Max Smashmaster, here on Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold
Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
King of Trios taking place September 4, 5, and 6 at the Funplex in Easton, Pennsylvania. If you want more information, if you want to show up there, if you're in Pennsylvania, ChikaraPro.com is the place to go. Max Smashmaster is here on the line. Winner of last week's King of Trios, Captain of the Wrecking Crew. And Max, before we go, it's your opportunity to get out any plugs you'd like. Twitter, King of Trios, floor is yours.
Sure. It was actually last year's King of Trios there, Brian Alvarez. Get the facts straight, all right?
What did I say?
You can follow us at Devastation Corp on Twitter. You can email us, Ryan in Cumberland and Ed from San Antonio, if you want to buy socks or something weird like that from the girls. Okay, devastationcorp@gmail.com. And ProWrestlingTees.com/DevastationCorp if you want all of our awesome T-shirts, all right? And thank you very much for having me. You can send the check to our P.O. box that I'll forward you the email address.
Max, I want to thank you so much for doing the show today and wish you and your team the best of luck in King of Trios this year. And if by some fluke you manage to not win, I may have a job for you here on the program as well. So keep that in mind for the future. Everybody, we're out of time. I've retweeted about 9,000 tweets today, hopefully more to come. And it is my goal to save the WWE Network for all of you. So keep them coming. I'm going to continue to retweet them. And hopefully, you never know, maybe everything will be cleaned up by next week and we can start watching Nitro again and we won't fall behind. You can only hope. The show replays every day, by the way, 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. Replay is going to be up immediately for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. And we got more shows coming up today. We had a great Brian and Vinny show last night for subscribers. Wrestling Observer Radio with Dave Meltzer tonight for subscribers. A new Observer is going to be out later today as well. Tons of stuff, so sign up today, WrestlingObserver.com. We'll talk to you tomorrow with more. Thanks, Mike, everybody at Byline. All of you, the listeners and callers, we'll talk to you next time. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.